you can take control of the airwaves just by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to start out with some news from across the pond. So hopefully this will interest you, or you can dial in and bring up whatever is interesting to you. That is the point of the program. And if you've never listened before and you don't believe us, go ahead. Give it a try. See if it works. It does. 800-259-9231. Across the pond to the UK, Mark, what's the news?
Timesonline.co.uk. Parents are being threatened with having their children taken into care after questioning doctors' diagnoses or objecting to their medical care.
No one cares for children like the government.
Yep, it's true. And, you know, we got to make sure that we get, single payer or a government or a public option here in medical care so that people can be taken care of. Like, for instance, their children when they argue with the doctor and when the parents disagree with what the doctors have to say.
That's what's happening?
That's what's happening.
Wow.
They're not even saying that they objecting to their medical care or questioning a doctor's diagnosis. John Hemming, a liberal Democrat MP who campaigned to stop injustices in the family court, said very often care proceedings, that's what they call, I like this terminology, care. Care is what they call taking your kid away.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, that's what somebody who care does.
That's compassionate.
Yeah. Care proceedings are used as retaliation by local authorities against uppity people who question the system. Cases are emerging across the United Kingdom. The mother of a 13-year-old girl who became partially paralyzed after being given a cervical cancer vaccination says social workers, I'm going to get a bunch of, just for reading this article, I'm going to get a bunch of emails that say, the vaccination didn't cause that. All these vaccine proponents out there. Anyway, she got cervical cancer after, she had her legs partially paralyzed after receiving a cervical cancer vaccination. Doesn't say that these are necessarily integral, that they have to do with each other. It's just that she probably thinks it does. Says social workers have told her the child may be removed if she, the mother, continues to link her condition with the vaccination. A couple had all six of their children removed.
So, wait a minute. Let me see if I'm understanding this correctly. The procedure, the vaccination happened, something happened after the vaccination,
right.
And she's just talking out about it. She's saying, I think there's something connected here.
Yes.
And they're saying, you keep saying that, we'll take your kid away.
Yes.
Wow. Where is she saying such things? Just on the internet or something like
know.
That? Or on talk radio?
There's probably paths that you have to go through this government healthcare system and, elected bureaucrats that people don't. I can tell you that there are, having, dealt with the listeners on this show, there are some people who are very passionate about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
They want very, very much for your child to be vaccinated so that they feel a little bit safer. So that the humankind is saved. You know, they're Supergirl, going to save us all. A couple had all six of their children removed from their care after they disputed the necessity of an invasive medical test on their eldest daughter. Doctors who suspected she might have a blood disease called for social services to obtain an emergency protection order. Although it was subsequently confirmed that she was not suffering from the condition, the parents are still considered unstable and all their children were taken from them.
So the doctors are making this call in this instance,
yeah.
The doctors aren't sworn to.
They're not making the call of having the kids taken. They're just making. You're calling social services and say, "Hey, we're going to test this kid. We want to test this kid."
Aren't doctors sworn? Don't they swear the Hippocratic Oath? Say they'll do no harm? I mean, isn't it doing harm to call the government goons in on your clients?
Well,
of course, they're not really your clients. They're government clients.
And they're not really your children. They're the government's children. I mean, are they? Are they really your children?
Not if it's
people
like,
of America,
no.
People of the world, listen to me. Do you own your? Are the children yours? Are they?
Seems like an illusion.
If the federal government can tax your labor, then they must own your labor. They must own the functions of your body. If they own the functions of your body, it stands to reason they own your children.
Oh, yeah.
Please shut up and stop arguing with the government about your kids, because the government's sick of hearing what you think that you is best for your children.
Yeah, mommy, government knows what's best. Who do you think you are, peon? What do you think? You've done your own research and that you know something? Let the bureaucrats make the decisions. Wait. If you don't think, if you're listening to this, maybe it's your first night listening to Free Talk Live, and you're hearing this and you're saying to yourself, well, that can't happen here. This is America. Wait a minute.
They're not watching the news.
No, exactly. Just because the UK has a socialized medicine system, and this country is mostly socialized, but not all the way socialized. And even in the UK, apparently there are still private clinics available for those that really can afford to pay for them. But they do still have they've got the 100% government-funded system there in the UK. So you may say to yourself, well, that's apples and oranges. You know, you can't compare the UK to over here. It's completely different. But there are stories from here in the United States where people who are, regardless of the financials or who's paying for it, where people have decided to make a choice about their children, and their children have made a choice in some cases. They have said, I don't want this treatment. I don't want this chemotherapy, for instance. That was one of the more recent ones, where a teenager, someone who absolutely can make choices, has made a decision for themselves, and the government steps in and says, well, this judge here is saying you can't make that choice, and we're going to make choices for you, and if you disagree, well, we're going to hurt you. I mean, this stuff happens here in the United States. I don't know how widespread it is compared to the UK, but it's already here, and if socialized medicine takes over even more so than it currently is in this country, which is the plan, when socialized medicine takes more control, then you're going to see more stuff like this, where the government then has a real financial incentive, more so than they currently do, to ensure that you do what they say so they can keep their costs low. Go ahead with the story. So it's happening. That's what I wanted to point out.
It's happening, and I think it will happen quite a bit more. Once the government and medicine are that much more thoroughly linked, how could it not happen more often?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Expected.
A single mother whose teenage son is terminally ill and confined to a wheelchair has been told he is to become the subject of a care order. There's that word care again.
Aww.
Care order after she complained that her local authority's failure to provide bathroom facilities for him has left her struggling to maintain sanitary standards. In the first of these cases, Ashley Cave, 13, from Liverpool, began experiencing severe headaches and dizziness half an hour after being inoculated last October with Cervarix, or whatever, which guards against girls contracting the human papilloma virus. Right, and by the way, they were trying to mandate this be given to kids in, was it Texas, in public
schools? Yeah, it was all public school children or girls at a certain age. I think it was sixth grade or something like that. I don't recall exactly.
And, you know,
this could be your daughter, basically, right?
Right.
I mean, if this was mandated that all teenage girls at a certain age be given this vaccine, then your daughter could have had this reaction. She could be the one that's getting sick.
The schoolgirl was soon collapsing repeatedly. She lost the use of her legs and was admitted to Alder Hey Children's Hospital. Nearly 11 months later, she was still in the hospital and is unable to stand or walk unaided. Her mother, Cheryl, has now been told that doctors believe her condition to be psychosomatic. She's making this crap up.
It's all in her head, huh?
Shut up and stop complaining about this vaccine. This vaccine is perfectly safe, lady. And if you don't shut up, we're going to take your kid away.
Hey, it's state approved.
Shut up. It's perfectly safe. How sick.
Man, this is scary stuff. It really
it's sick.
Is. Really.
The hospital brought in social workers from the local authority who have told me that they are considering putting Ashley in an at-risk register, Cheryl Cave said. I'm not sure what an at-risk register means, but probably that we're going to take your kid away.
Bad parents, yeah.
Yeah. She is convinced her daughter's paralysis was caused by the vaccination. Sounds reasonable to assume that. Something foreign was put into my daughter's body, and within hours she was having trouble.
But the vaccine people will say, well, there's no causal connection.
Of course, those same vaccine people have lobbied the government so that they don't have any responsibility for...
You mean the companies?
The companies themselves. So...
All right, 800-259-9231. Is there more to the story?
Oh, yes.
We'll share that with you here in moments. Also, take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right, until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. The number's brought to you by SACL CAI, and it is 800-259-9231. Again, that number 1-800-259-9231. That allows you to take control of the airwaves as we continue here. We will take your calls about anything, just sharing with you some scary news and some foreboding news from across the pond about socialized health care and one of the enforcement factors, mechanisms that they're using to keep people quiet about what's going on with their kids. We'll get to that here in moments. But also visit us at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can grab them all right there on the front page of the website, all of them back for an entire year, at least completely free, at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. The story is from the UK, where parents who might disagree with the assessment of the government doctors there, the government, of course, has the fully socialized healthcare system in effect over in the UK. And from what I understand, there are still private availability. There's still some private availability of healthcare, but it's, you know, very, very expensive.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, you can. this is what people say when they. This is the bugbear that people, you know, hold up when they're talking about this public option in healthcare. There'll still be a private option. You can keep your doctor if you want your doctor, but take a look at the difference between sending first class mail on through the post office and sending the equivalent of first class mail through FedEx or UPS. There's a huge disparity in the price. So, and somebody has to subsidize the post office.
Post office is subsidized.
Right, in the process. So, I mean, this is what you're going to have in the case of medical care. It's probably going to be 5-10 times as much to go to this, to your same doctor. You can have your same doctor if you want to pay 5 or 10 times as much.
So people go to the government health care providers for the same reason they send their kids to government schools. They've already paid in. They might as well, most of them probably can't afford to pay twice as much or, you know, however much extra on top of the existing taxes they're already paying to support the socialized system. So they figure they'll use the socialized system. They take their kids in. Their kids get some sort of diagnosis. There's a recommendation made by the doctor. And if you disagree with it, well, tough S. You've got to take the recommendation or else the doctors will report you to the caring whatever bureaucracy. And they'll put out a care alert or a care report or whatever it was called on your children. And basically that means that they come to you and say, in the case of one lady who had complained because her daughter had all of a sudden developed some severe maladies after having been given a vaccine, they basically told her, look, shut up or we're going to take your kid. Right? Did I understand that correctly?
That's exactly what they said.
Yeah. Stop disparaging our system. Don't disparage our vaccines or we'll take your kid because we care. That's how it is.
Well, that's what the system's called, the care proceedings.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, people that didn't care wouldn't use the care proceedings, right?
So let me hear some more about this, and then we'll go to your phone calls.
Cave, that's the mother, said that the social worker from Shepton Council said she suspected her of having a Munchausen syndrome by proxy or fictitious illness syndrome, the daughter.
Meaning she's making it up.
Yeah, she's making the crap up. Controversial conditions in which the mothers are said to attribute illnesses falsely to their children in order to gain attention. Cave said the social
to
worker
what
said...
what end? Wait, are they suggesting the little girl is attempting to get attention from her mother or the mom is attempting to gain attention? I misunderstood what you...
Both. The mom is getting attention, but I, you know,
to what end?
They're making crap up, Ian. Stop trying to piece all this together.
But I'm just trying to understand where.
We're going to take your kid away if you don't shut up, Ian.
Right. I get that. Luckily, I don't have one. But what I'm trying to understand is if they're making it up, what's the purpose? I mean, it's not like an insurance fraud scam where you can fake your back being hurt so you can get some payments or something like that, right? Because you can't sue the government's medical system. Can you? They're government bureaucrats. From what I can tell, government bureaucrats have what they call sovereign immunity, and you can't even touch these people. So it's not like making a bunch of pretending as though you were injured by this vaccine is going to somehow benefit you, right? Am I understanding this correctly? Am I wrong about
that? How's it going to benefit you? Yeah, people want attention.
Yeah, but don't want money usually?
Why are people hypochondriacs, Ian?
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Because they're screwballs.
Yeah.
This is a real condition, Munchausen syndrome, but usually it's, you know, mothers of smaller children that really can't complain, as opposed to a 17-year-old daughter. Mm. So you've got to assume that both the mother and the daughter are crazy at this point, and that the social worker's telling the truth.
So that they just want attention for attention's sake, not because it'll get them money.
They may very well get some money if you can sue the crap out of...
I don't believe you can. How could you sue the government health care provider?
I can't tell you what it's like in another country, but you can sue the government in this country. And
not very well.
It's hard, certainly, but if you really get them, you really got them, you know?
All right, go on.
All right. So Dave said the social worker said I should stop believing the injection has anything to do with Ashley's condition because I am putting my thoughts into her and stopping her from getting well. Since Ashley was in hospital, she has become incontinent she had double kidney infections and chest infections.
Incontinence, by the way, means you've lost control of your bladder.
Yes. Have I made up all these, too? In the third of these cases, Melvina Gavin Langley, 16-year-old son Omar, was terminally ill with Duchenne muscular dystrophy and restricted to a wheelchair. His mother is embroiled in a legal dispute with Birmingham City Council over a partly completed extension intended to provide Omar with easy access to a bathroom. And so she's not getting this addition to her house that she wants quickly enough. Gavin Langley, 49, who wants the extension rebuilt because she says it was designed in a way that was dangerous and obstructed access to sewers, said, I have to carry Omar upstairs to bathe him, but it is risking dislocating his shoulders, and also I have a hernia from all the lifting. I told the council I could no longer lift Omar across my back. They then turned that around and said that I could no longer care for my son. They said they have to put him in care because his hair has not been washed and he is not getting a bath. They have just threatened me with this because they don't like me taking legal action against them. So if you have some kind of dispute with how the care is being administered here, well, they'll threaten to take your kid away.
Your thoughts at 800-259-9231, or you can bring up anything. We go to Mark in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much. Just kind of a question on the war on drugs. Me and some friends were talking the other day at work, and we were talking about, you know, how cops enforce. And these guys I was talking to, they're from the inner city. They're black, you know, and they kind of live in a ghetto area. And they said there's cops all over there all the time, you know, trying to enforce the war on drugs and specifically pot. And I was telling them if they start dealing and if they got areas, you know, in the country and suburbs outside of their community, and if war on drugs got spread around that much and cops might have a hard time enforcing it and therefore it might be small amounts might be legalized in.
Was that a question? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
just wondering how this can end because I'm reading online about how there's like 3 to 4 states that are starting to legalize really small amounts of marijuana for possession. And I was wondering just if this is a way, you know, one small way that this part of prohibition could end.
If people legalize the I'm still confused, Mark.
Yeah, I have no idea what he
asked. Putting you on hold, we'll come back. Try to recap your question or recount your question perhaps in slightly different terms here in moments, and I'll be happy to address it once I comprehend it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today. When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
What do you want? Just dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of features. They're all free, including the bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained, levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course today. Plus, it includes a 30-state concealed weapon permit, and you get a free handgun to go along with it. That's a Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
I think your southern upbringing kind of stuck out in that one. Let me see if it actually says drill instructor here. Does it say drill instructor here?
It says drill instructor.
Drill instructor. There's an N in there, so make sure you pronounce that correctly.
Yeah, you and your big fancy community college pronunciation course.
Hey, you've got a millionaire paying you to read his copy appropriately here, so frontsight.com. All right, let's go back to Mark in Indiana. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, go ahead. Start from the top, because I was totally confused about your question before.
Oh, that's fine. I work with some guys that are from the inner city, right?
Got it.
They're black guys. They're from the inner city, kind of a ghetto area. They're involved in the war on drugs. They grow, they deal, they sell, they buy. They, you know, what I know, at least pot. I know a couple do, like, coke, but I was telling them, I was like,
they're
look.
They're serving their community. I appreciate
gosh.
That.
What's that?
I said they're serving their community.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Well, I was
them.
Like, look, it's an absolute fact. I was like, no one can argue this. In every demographic out there, in the world, at least the U.S., people are doing, they're smoking pot, right?
Sure.
And I was like, why is it that cops, this is a better way to rephrase this, why is it that cops are just in the inner city? Well, they know you don't have the money to fight them.
Yep.
There might be, you know, some kind of racist mindset there. But
maybe.
Regardless, I was like, all you're doing, if you're selling, you're just meeting, you're just, you know, kind of catering to consumer demand, whatever consumers want, you're providing for them, right?
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, whatever you're doing, if you're growing, selling, buying, distributing, whatever. And I was like, you need to get out of the inner city. Take the war on drugs outside of the city. because people are doing the stuff in the suburbs, you know, wealthy communities, farm areas.
Wait. Okay, slow down. When you say you need to get out of the inner city, are you referring to the dealers you're talking to?
Yeah, not move. I was like, you guys can, you know, of course continue living here. They lived there for generations. But I was like, this so-called, you know, prohibition, war on drugs is going on all over the place at any one time. I was like, they're targeting you guys here because, I don't know if it's your skin color, you know, the amount of money you have, whatever, but nevertheless, you might as well get outside the city because there's a whole lot more money to be made. And I was telling them, I was like, look, people of all professions do this stuff. There's
you don't
judges.
Think they know that?
What's that?
You don't think they're aware of
no,
that?
No, they don't really think of that. They just have this, you know, lifestyle. They've grown up in the inner city. That's all they really know.
I see.
And I was telling them, I was like, you know, people can sidestep the issue or they can, you know, lie to themselves, but there's cops, there's judges, there's, you know, attorneys, people in every profession
Absolutely.
Do this stuff.
Absolutely.
And I was talking with some other people after that, and I was like, I don't really know the history of alcohol prohibition and how it ended, but I don't know if this one way this is going to end. It's just if the war on drugs is so, I mean, it's already large enough right now, but if it gets bigger and cops realize they just can't enforce it anymore, and they can't enforce every area like they are the inner city, and they just give up?
The cops already know they can't win the war on drugs. I mean, if you talk to any cop that has a smidgen of honesty, he's going to tell you that there's no winning the war on drugs. That doesn't mean that they won't continue trying. That doesn't mean they won't continue spending taxpayer dollars to, you know, buy new toys with which they can infrared detectors and stuff like that to essentially deck themselves out and bust into people's homes, you know, day after day. Whether they're winning or not isn't really a factor, because if they aren't winning, they can get more money, and if they are winning, they can get more money. So it really, to the police who want to continue the war on drugs, whether it's an actual success or not is a non-issue.
Right, yeah, I was telling these guys that, and I was like, look, there's a reason people, well, there's a kind of a, I believe, a police state, you know, in this country right now, and one large reason is because of the war on drugs. You know, look why you guys, look why so many people hate cops. It's because of this. Look why the inner city is so dangerous. It's because of this. If you guys want to change your community around, get rid of this, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, ending the war on drugs would do a whole lot to bring everyone's community into a much safer zone, essentially. I mean, you've got people that are out there right now, as we are speaking, breaking into people's cars, holding people up, stealing things from stores, so they can get money, or so they can take those things they're stealing and essentially trade them in with their crack dealer to get another crack rock or hit of meth or whatever it is that their addiction might happen to be. And the reason why they have to do that is because the drugs are very expensive, and the reason the drugs are very expensive is because they're prohibited. So if you end prohibition, it lowers the cost of the products. It makes it so anybody can afford to feed their habit, feed their addiction without having to go in and hurt people and steal things. So, I mean, there's no doubt that ending the war on drugs, ending prohibition, would really help keep people safe and really make communities a better place to live just overall. It's convincing the police of that. That's the tricky part.
Yeah, I was telling these guys, I was like, well, if you guys don't want to be targeted so much, start, you know, if not moving, start at least dealing up with people outside of this area.
Well, then, you know, the trick then becomes, and this is just the reality, right? I mean, if you got a gated community full of a bunch of white folk, and
you can take the gangster out of the ghetto, you can't take the ghetto out of the gangster. I mean, if these gentlemen move off to Pleasant Acres and then begin slapping down crack rocks or bags of weed, they're going to be run out of there pretty quickly. I mean,
well, it's just that they're going to have attention drawn to them.
Yes.
It shouldn't be drawn to them, right? It's just a black guy moving into the neighborhood. But
yeah.
Inevitably, somebody's going to be perked up about that, and people are going to be watching. They should operate where they feel most comfortable, and they feel comfortable in their home turf. They know the area. They know the community. They know the people around in the area. They've got the connections that they need to have, and they're obviously willing to take the risk. So.
Well, yeah.
And I can tell you this, the areas you're talking about already have people taking care of them. There are already, you know, drug dealers that, you know, may not be as obvious to you that are operating in those areas.
Sure.
You know, they may be delivery men, for instance, that are dropping things off at people's houses rather than having people come to them.
Yeah, I was telling these guys that because they're, you know, I talked to some older people there, and their lives are destroyed because of this. Their family members were thrown in jail. Their homes are raided. And I was like, look, you know, I was like, you can try and lobby the government, but I was like, just keep going on because I don't think this is going to keep going. And if you don't go to, that might be an extreme, going to like the upper class elite, you know, their homes, but maybe getting outside the city a little bit, because every single area I know and everybody I know does this stuff. So there's a demand to be met, and they might as well try and meet it, you know, maybe dress a little nicer, try and, you know, get out a little more, expand their horizons.
Maybe your suggestions would help. I really can't say for sure. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think they should operate where they feel most comfortable. I mean, you've got to have a network. If you're doing that kind of business, you have to know people. If you just move in somewhere, you don't know anybody, then how are you going to keep doing business? I mean, they've already got an existing clientele. If they move out of that area, are there clients who live in that general vicinity? Are their clients going to want to come out to Shady Acres or wherever to get things? Yes, Mark.
I think that there's a better plan, in my opinion, for getting rid of the war on drugs. To me,
well, he wasn't talking about getting rid of it. He was talking about how they can minimize damage.
Yes, he was talking about, you know, how are they going to stop the war on drugs? You know, how would they go about it? And that was, can you minimize the damage by stopping the war on drugs?
Well, yes.
Okay, great.
But by moving out,
he was talking about that. Yeah. You know, how to minimize damage for themselves and for stopping the war on drugs in general. To me, the war on drugs is a war on marijuana. And the war on marijuana is a war on individual pot users. Because if you look at these numbers, it's amazing how many pot users, people arrested just for possession of pot, and how many people of all drug convictions are, in fact, pot convictions. I'll tell you what my big plan is when we get back.
You have a plan. Okay. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark's plan in moments. Your calls as well about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live is open to you, for you to bring up anything. Just dial in, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. So enjoy a good free talk show website, and hopefully version 2.0 coming soon, which you can actually take a sneak peek at if you want. If you want to go to prep.freetalklive.com, that is where we are preparing the brand new site. So that's prep.freetalklive.com to experiment with the brand new version of the upcoming FTL 2.0.
There is a great liberty-oriented comic online for free, and you can check it out by going to bigheadpress.com. They actually have several of them there. My the favorite one, the one I've been following for quite some time now, is Escape from Terra. Most of them are complete, so you can go and read the complete stories over there. It's nice to read from start to finish. Escape from Terra is going to be an epic story, and it's going to go on for years and years. So, you know, kind of like the Prince Valiant stories. Mm-hmm. So you can follow the continuing adventures over there at Escape from Terra by going to bigheadpress.com. They also have a new one they've just started out called Phoebus Crumb.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Right back to your phone calls. We go to Steve in Oregon. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, are you there?
We are. What's on your mind, Steve?
Oh, hey there. Hey, I was going. First of all, I think you guys are a great team. I enjoy listening to you. I would call in more often, but you're a hard act to follow. So, anyways, I think you guys are great. Hey, I had something, but since the caller before, I had a thought process. Portugal, in 2001, they legalized all drugs, and it was a success. And, you know, it's obvious that legalizing drugs is a success. And the thing is, until we get to the point to where we know the CIA and stuff keeps this illegal so they can make the money, all our ideas on how to make it legal, we need to realize that that's what they're doing in the Marines, watching poppy fields in Afghanistan and stuff. But I will go because I want to be quick so you guys can get back. I want to go to an economic thing.
Sure.
We're in something that kind of irked me, is that Obama comes out and he goes, hey, you know what? I want to help people, so instead of getting your tax refund, we can give you that in T-bills. You know, we'll make it nice and simple and easy on you. Well, I do my research on the economy, and T-bills are trash. China doesn't want to buy them anymore. Nobody wants them anymore. In fact, the Federal Reserve Bank is printing up money and buying their own T-bills, et cetera. So I just wanted people out there, to your listeners, to know that China, and I do not like China, they're a communist the regime and all that, but at least they're telling their citizens, buy gold, something that's actually worth something. And so when I read that Obama says, we can do this in T-bills instead of getting your tax return where you could buy gold or silver or something that might be worthwhile.
What is T-bill? What is a T-bill?
Treasury bill.
The treasury bill. The What's treasury bonds, basically. Treasury bonds. They're part of a holding the U.S. dollar together. it's part of keeping the United States continuing their wars. It's part of financing the Federal Reserve Bank.
Is it a bond?
What you do is you go in there and you hope that the dollar is going to be good. And so you buy these T-bonds and you hope the dollar is going to be good. And so you buy these things, and as the dollar goes up, then your T-bonds go up. Well, the dollar's toast. You can look at USDX and see it's toast. And so the T-bonds right now, China's not buying them. Nobody is buying them. This is the way that the Federal Reserve Bank...
And you're saying they actually propose to give these to people as tax returns?
Exactly. No, I read it right off mainstream news. I wouldn't call you if I saw it on an alternative website.
That's pretty crazy.
It is pretty
crazy. I believe
crazy
it, though. I mean, they'll try anything, right? And what, you know, what obligation does the government have to give you Federal Reserve notes on your tax return? They've got no obligation to do anything like that. They've already got your money, and they'll just give you whatever they want to, right?
No, exactly. And it just seems like they're – and I see how they went into the stock market, all the insider stuff. It seems like they're – just people need to be careful. And I would really suggest that people who have any money buy gold and silver.
I would suggest that that's not a bad idea, and I'd also suggest that be real careful and don't let them have your money in the first place. That would be the ideal situation. Obviously, it's not easy for a lot of people to do, but if you can somehow avoid sending them the money, you know, not have it withheld from your paycheck and keep that money and like you say, turn it into gold, turn it into silver, which we make it pretty easy for you to do. If you go to gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com, you can find some easy purchase options there. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Thanks for the call and the heads up on that. Appreciate hearing from you. Before we go on, though, Mark, you had a plan you wanted to give us about the war on drugs.
Yeah, it's nothing new that what we talked about here on Free Talk Live, but it, you know, if you the war on drugs is financed on the back of marijuana, and probably more specifically on the back of marijuana possessors, people that are found with small amounts of it. This whole machinery that essentially keeps law enforcement officers, these extra law enforcement officers, and in the equation where they're, you know, sent to bust college kids with joints and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at all the you know, drug arrests in the United States, about half of them, as I understand it, are marijuana arrests.
And about right.
And about half of them are of the marijuana arrests are just possession arrests.
That's more than half.
Is it more?
It's
than
more
half?
Like 80+%.
80+%. My mistake. So we've
and you know, when they get somebody for dealing, it's usually they had two bags of marijuana. So
right.
That
so
means
you wonder
dealer.
Another 10%, perhaps.
Hard
to say. Maybe up to, you know, 85-90% of all those marijuana possessions are in fact, or marijuana charges are in
that,
fact possession.
Most dealers are peaceful people anyway, so
yeah.
You know, at least low level marijuana dealers.
Well, that's true. It's true by and large for most drug dealers are peaceful people. But if you want to stop the war on drugs, Operation Overgrow. Yeah, this is
Mark Emery's idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. You take the seeds or whatever from your crappy pot, if you happen to have seeds, and I'm sorry if you do, but you take the seeds and you just toss them around.
Like out in front of the police station.
Out in front of the police station is a great place. You know, wherever,
public areas.
If these marijuana plants, which are weeds, just are coming up all over the place, people will find out, holy crap. These things aren't the devil weed anyway.
Probably not a good idea to toss them on someone else's private property, though, just because it's not your property,
yeah,
and so therefore you don't want to put them at risk. But doing it at a city park or out in front of the city hall or in front of the police station, something like that, I think that's a fine idea. It'll be a lot of fun, and I hope to see that someday, maybe up here in New Hampshire.
And it's something you can really not get caught for. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, it's extraordinarily rare. It's a bit of civil disobedience that's easy if you have marijuana and you care about this issue. You have weeds, or excuse me, you have seeds in your weed, and you just toss them out places.
Let's go to your phone calls. Jesse is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going?
Speaking of illegal gardeners.
Yeah, I'm actually calling, it may seem kind of silly or trivial, but I was hoping we could actually have a pretty good discussion about it, because I'm thinking that it's been needing to come. I was reading the flyers you've been handing out, actually, and for Free Talk Live, and it says at the bottom that you're a capitalistic anarchist.
Which flyer is this? Because there are flyers. First of all, I don't hand out flyers for Free Talk Live. It's my listeners that do that. So
they tend to make their own flyers up. excuse me. In any case, I didn't know who was actually putting the flyers out, but one was sitting around the house. I looked at it, and I actually confused Yeah. It was actually, you said, it said that, it made it sound like it was speaking from you, like you were speaking in the first person as like a representative of Free Talk Live, or rather, the flyer gave me the impression that you were speaking directly to me, like as you were advertising to me. But that aside, it did say something that was, I think, is factual about you. Or at least maybe you can clarify this. On it, it said that you are a anarchistic capitalist. And I was actually curious to know if this were true, like if in that specific order, or would you, like, yeah.
I wouldn't use those terms to describe myself. I would say I'm a voluntarist. I don't have any objection to capitalism. I mean, if capitalism, by what we're talking about with capitalism, is the idea that you utilize capital invested in order to get a return on your investment, so you can do that more in the future and, you know, grow your personal wealth. I certainly have no objection to capitalism in that way.
Okay. So then you wouldn't consider yourself a capitalistic anarchist, or like, would you say? But I guess a more direct question would be: do you consider yourself in any sense to be a capitalist? I mean, you say you don't mind it, but is that your main preference, or like, what is your main socioeconomic preference? If you do have one.
I
think you're taking two words that have really been scalded and used terribly in the English language and putting them together. Capitalist is, you know, it's a derogatory term that was, as far as I understand, created by the communists.
I prefer entrepreneur. How about that?
No, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, does that mean I'm a capitalist if I'm an entrepreneur? I don't know. Maybe it does, and I'll let you come back here and we can talk about it more if you want in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm going to bring up the definition of capitalist. Because, you know, the common understanding of capitalist today, whether it's the definition or not is another question, the understanding is that, you know, capitalists are evil and they're exploiting people, and I certainly am not like that. Hour 2's coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.